Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Mindshift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery, joined by my phenomenal Mindshift crew, the motivational minister, Mr. Billy Miller, as well as the natural Zen diva, Dr. Ayo Kedar. It is Monday, March 21st, and we are excited, as always, to be here with you. Thank you to all of you that are listening live, to those of you that are joining us online via the chat room, and also to those of you that will be listening to this replay. We are excited about this show, as always, and really more so because it's going to be so much fun tonight. Now, for those of you that are not familiar with Mindshift Talk Radio, this show is about having real topics, real discussions about real issues that affect real people. And so when you come to the show, we encourage you, when you're listening to the show, to have an open mind, maintain an open perspective, because you're going to hear different topics discussed from totally different perspectives. But at the end of the day, the whole purpose of this is for your growth. It's for your development. It's for you to see things from a different level. It's basically in place to make sure that that mind shift takes place. That's what Mindshift Talk Radio is about. We are creating that mind shift only to empower you, to encourage you, to give you the tools you need to grow and excel in every area of your life. And you are going to hear that tonight with the guest speaker that we have joining us. I mean, we've been talking about this on Facebook for the last week. We've just really been promoting this guest that's going to be with us. I mean, the energy is off the charts. Dynamic individual, someone that I was able to be introduced to. I was introduced to his talent and his wisdom and his insight maybe, I would say, a year and a half ago or something like that at my church. And then I started following him online on Facebook, and I was just like, wow. He is just off the chain, basically, with the information he shares, with the posts, with the golden nuggets. And Billy, I know Billy was also familiar with him as well, and we talked about him, and we were like, you know, we have to have him as a guest on Mindshift Talk Radio. And so we are just so blessed, so honored, so fortunate to have him here tonight. But before I tell you who our guest is, now, of course, if you're online, you already know who the guest is because we put the name out there. But before I reveal it to everyone else, I just want to hear from Billy and Ayo. I want to say, hey, guys, happy Monday. I want to hear your thoughts about the show tonight, what to expect.
Hey!
That's like the signature starting point there.
Right. It's always this pause, and then you guys both come in at the same time, come out, woohoo! But what's that?
Well, I'm excited about tonight. I'm like, oh, we got a celebrity on Mindshift Talk Radio. Woohoo!
Right?
I actually was introduced to our speaker tonight via Facebook, via his YouTube video. So he's got a bunch of great videos on YouTube. He's hilarious and always brings a great message. So I'm really excited to hear what he's going to talk about and what he's going to share with our audience. I know it's going to be good stuff. So
awesome. Yes, indeed.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm excited about it just because of the title, you know, Untangle Your Potential. That just sounds like it's, I mean, just that title alone, you know, I could just go off of that all day. But I'm just excited to hear about it. I was introduced to Broderick.
You just told.
Say it again.
You just told. We didn't say the name. It's okay. I'm just joking.
All right.
You messed up the suspense, Billy.
Oh, man.
Even though clearly the post says.
Whatever.
I love you, Stacey. Okay. Go ahead, Billy.
Oh, y'all trying to clown me right now. Y'all trying to clown me.
No. It's all love. It's me. It's you. Go ahead.
Well, anyway, I was just excited to hear the message, so I'm ready to get to it. Let's get to this word, to this powerful, motivational you know what I'm saying, message that this brother is about to deliver. So my heart is ready.
Right.
I'm a sponge. I'm ready to receive. I hope you're ready to give. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Ready to do it. Make it do what it don't. As Io said, make it do what it don't. All right. Well, like I said, guys, you know, we are excited because truly, I mean, we have been blessed by the information that he has shared online. As Io said, looking at videos, reading posts on Facebook, looking at videos even on YouTube and so forth, it's just like, wow, you know, he's just phenomenal. Now, this individual is Broderick Rice, the Empowertainer. Isn't that cool? The Empowertainer. And like I said, I was introduced to his talent at church when he was doing some comedy, and I'm telling you, I didn't know it was possible to laugh that much in church. I didn't know that you can crack up clowning people and really, you know, with impersonations and still keep it Christian, and it was just so much fun. And I remember going to work and talking to my peers about it. I was like, you guys got to go online and see it. You got to get the video. It's just so hilarious. But it's so funny how a year has come now, and here we are doing Mind Shift Talk Radio. And we look up on Facebook, and he's launching this great project, as Io just mentioned, his audio book, and as Billy just said, Untangle Your Potential. Is that not solid or what? Untangle Your Potential. And so we are so excited to have the comedian, the author, the motivator, the speaker, Broderick Rice, the Empowertainer, joining us tonight on Mindshift Talk Radio. Broderick, can you hear us?
Oh, you better believe it. I'm hearing you loud and clear.
Welcome to Mind Shift Talk Radio. We are so excited. We are like geeked to have you here tonight. Thank you.
My
for joining
God,
us.
I am co-geeked to be here with you, and to hear your energy, to hear your excitement, to hear the humor, all of that. So I heard Billy say, I hope that you said, Billy, that you said you were a sponge and you ready to receive.
Yes,
you hope I'm ready to give. Man, I am too ready.
Yes, sir. Break it.
But, yeah, so we've been talking about the audiobook, and we just talked about the title in itself is enough to draw anyone's attention, to capture the attention of our listeners. Definitely, I think people are here just when they saw that title, they were like, okay, I have to listen. Even if I know nothing else about the show or Broderick Rice, I saw Untangle Your Potential. So we want to hear more about who Broderick Rice is before we go into the audiobook. Can you tell our listeners who you are?
Well, I'm a young man. I say young. I'm 45 years young. I'll be 46 on May the 3rd, and I'm excited about it. But you're listening to a young man who is, first of all, grateful and thankful to be alive, but watch this, more importantly, to be in pursuit of the knowledge of why I'm alive. My God, that was good right there. I got to say that again. You're looking at a young man who is grateful to be alive, but I am as equally happy and excited and grateful to be in the passionate pursuit of why I'm alive. You know, at age 13, I was walking home from school, 13 years old, big head, black boy, and I was trying to figure out, I looked up towards the sky, I figured that's where God had to be, because the campus where I was going to school was full of bullies and girls who didn't like me. And I said, Lord, why am I on earth? Why am I on the planet? 13 years old, and I'm crying like a little baby. And I have to hurry up and dry it up before the other students see me and figure out, not wonder if, figure out how crazy I am. And I asked the Lord that day at age 13, walking home from school, I said, God, teach me how to hear from you. I need to know how to hear from you. And since that day, I believe that he has been giving me answers to my earnest requests. Now, I grew up in a home with a mother and a father, a whooping mother and father. I'm talking about, we got so many whippings when I was a kid. We thought we had been wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. We thought the chastisement for our peace had been laid upon us. And by those stripes, hey, we was healed. Man, you know, drive-by shootings, man, that'll scare me. What about walk-by whippings? That's what I was in, walk-by whippings. I'm saying we get whippings you just didn't know. You know, you didn't know what word might set it off, what look. It's like in a technical foul in basketball, you know. If you're looking wrong, you're going to get keyed up. So I grew up in that type of home, but my father loved me. My mother loved me. I had my sisters. Now, my sisters, oh, my God, I got three of those. And, man, when I was younger, man, they as far as I'm concerned, they was a Gestapo. They was right along with Hitler and his goose-stepping soldiers. Because I'm telling you, my sister, they control the television. I joke with people now. I have this little saying. I say, you can't control me. Because my sister controlled the TV. They controlled the refrigerator. They controlled the toys, whatever it was. And but now I thank God for my sisters because I learned so much from them. And I'm still learning things from them all these years later. So that was my story. And we grew up in church. Church all the time. Church in the morning. Church in the afternoon. Church in the evening. And I'm not just saying that. Church. That's why most of my albums, all three of them, are about church. Now, I'm branching out because now that I'm older, I'm realizing that there's life beyond just church. Now, nothing wrong with church, but there's life beyond just church. But, man, hot dog it. Man, if we wasn't going to church. So we had Sunday, yeah, church, Sunday school in the morning, church all day. Sometimes we'd have church at night just because it says so in the bulletin. You know what I'm saying? It'd be five people. Listen, five people at that evening service, and the pastor be talking about touch 10 people and tell them the Lord's about to fix it. I said, well, I guess the Lord ain't about to fix it. It's only five people here. Hey, you know what? Listen. And, you know, I felt so sorry for my mother because, you know, even after church service was over, my father, minister, pastor, preacher, you know, and it, pretty much everybody in our family's preacher, all my uncles, preachers, all my dad's friends, preachers, you know, our mailman, he was a preacher. I'm serious. He'd be coming out high telling, y'all ain't got no mail, but I'll be back tomorrow, and maybe y'all have something. So it was like, even, no, I'm serious. Y'all, I know y'all think I'm tripping, but even the dogs in our neighborhood, they was preachers too. I didn't know it. I was a little kid. Little dog came up to me. I rubbed him on his head. He looked up at me and said, bow wow. Bow wow. Bow wow. Man, this is. So, oh, I kid. But that was our experience growing up in church, being in church. My mother's a Sunday school teacher. You know, we were in the youth choir, the Sun Being choir, the children's choir, the youth choir, young adult choir, junior usher board. We'd be there all the time. One of the things, let me tell you, I'm a close in a minute. I'm gonna slow down in a minute. I got that from the preacher. They be lying talking about they gonna close. They ain't thinking about closing. He's trying to make sure you don't walk out before they get that offering. Oh my God. Okay, I'm back. And scene. But that was my experience, y'all. That's what I did. I can remember vividly trying to stay out of the arm's reach of that lady. I'm talking about that big lady that always shouted. She got happy with Jesus. And, man, if you close to her, you might be going to see Jesus. But that was my experience. I mean, watching the choir sing, watching the choir get to that one part of the song that they sing 3,000 times, that they don't know how to end. You know, to the offerings in church, how they raised the offerings, robbed everybody. Amen. I had all of those experiences. That was my experience. And as time went by, I eventually launched out in one of my gifts, talents, and abilities. And all of those things that I saw, those are the things that I recorded my albums on. I had no idea that all of those experiences from church and growing up and being with my family, my mother, my father, and my sisters, I had no idea that was going to lead to me having the great career that I've had for 24 years. You can begin clapping right now, right there in the studio. Begin clapping. 24. I don't hear any clapping. Mm. All right. That's it. Amen. I used to be slow, too, in the seventh grade. They almost held me back, you know. They almost held me back. I got a friend in Fayetteville, North Carolina. I always tell her that. And she loves that little bit there, so I had to do that. She might be listening. But the thing is, all of those experiences help me get to where I am right now, and I'm grateful for it. Hopefully I'm not talking too much.
Oh, no, you're doing your thing, brother. You're doing it.
Yeah, because now you, Billy, you told me I got to bring it, so, you know, I can't, listen, once the brothers say I got to bring it, I can't look bad in front of Stacy and Aya. See, I got to represent for the brethren.
You better.
The third. Bring it, man.
Well, so I'll let y'all ask the next question, you know, that because you all are the hosts. I just want to be a grateful guest.
See, I didn't know, you know, we were excited about the show, but I didn't know you were going to get on here cutting up like that and having us cracking up on the show.
One of the things I've observed, and I like the way you said it in the introduction, Stacy. You said, "Hey, we're laid back. We come to talk, and we come to share. We have a discussion." And I wanted to give people a backdrop, if you will, about myself, how I came up. You know, grew up in the hood, Compton, California. Ice Cube and Snoop Dogg and Nate Dogg, rest in peace.
Yes.
And so that's where I grew up. I grew up around crime. I grew up around horrible education. Well, it wasn't horrible, but it wasn't the best. All of those things, as my father would say, street gang violence, all of those negative influences. But I tell you what, Ollie Mae and Joseph McClure, they made a declaration. They said, we know that's going on around you, but that's not going to be going on with you. And any presence of the devil they saw in me, they beat out of me. So, and they did it in love. They didn't really beat me, but my God, it felt like it, you know. And I must say, there might be children up under the sound of my voice listening tonight. And I want to say this. I know we can't really whoop the kids no more because you'll be, amen, you whoop your kid and begin a prison ministry, amen, 2 to 3 years in confinement. But my mother, they were able to just, you know, they were able to put it on me before this law came out. And I'm grateful for it because it still helps to set the tone for me. I understand authority now. I can respect it. I can even respect a fool. Just stay out of his way. Amen. So that was my experience. And then up out of those experiences, doing comedy for about 22 years, 22 years into doing comedy, I think it was, maybe 21, I began to realize there had to be more for me than just entertaining people. There had to be more for me than just making people laugh and roll on the floor and just bust a gut. All that's cool, too, because I was able to make a living at it. And I didn't have to cuss people out, amen, on stage. And I was waiting to see who was quick on that one, amen. Please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. Ooh. So I got that little run from Ty Tribbett. Amen. I got that run you just heard. It's not exactly like Ty's, but it's Ty-ish.
Ty-ish. Okay.
Ty-ish. It's assistant Ty. You know what I'm saying? but you know what? But the gift of laughter that the Lord has given me. You know the Bible says in Proverbs 8:16, your gift, your talent, your ability, your unique endowment. With a gifting, it comes from God. Watch this, and it will make room for you. It will make space for you. It will make VIP accommodations. And I'm just about ready to move into the book as soon as you ask me. As soon as you give me the signal, I'm ready to run right into it. But I want to wait. I want to be a grateful host. I'm grateful guest. To the wonderful host. That's it. I was just making sure. Listen, I tell you like my mother said, I was just going to make sure y'all was listening.
Uh-huh. I think you're trying to steal one of the host spots on the show.
Mm-mm. No, you guys have a great team. Y'all have a great team. I'm grateful to be a guest. What a name. Mind Shift. Shift Radio. Honey, listen, I could write a book about the title of this wonderful show, Mind Shift. And I was listening to the introduction, Stacey, and you were just saying, hey, listen, you may hear some things. It's a different perspective. It may come from a different angle, but it's all in the effort to get your mind to shift. My God, I'm telling you, I just want to almost just run in a circle like a little dog. Mind shift, my God. Who came up with that?
Oh, gosh, that was a gift from the Holy Spirit right there.
I have to give you that on that. That you're not being religious right now. That flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you. Mind
Mm-mm.
God. Anyway, go ahead. This is your show. I'm going to be quiet and let you ask me the question.
No, I love the humor. And you know what? I just say I really do appreciate the humor, even in the part of you telling your story about where you come from. I mean, not to take light of, you know, make light of how we've grown up. I'm very familiar with what you're describing in terms of growing up in Compton. I'm from South Central L.A. Many of our listeners on the line. Yeah, you know, when you said Nate Dogg, I felt that.
Hold up.
And,
I'm sorry.
May he rest in peace. But no, really. And so, you know, I understand what it's like. Many of our listeners, I'm sure, are from, you know, from there. You have your California listeners and followers, and I have my friends from back home. And, you know, we have folks on here from different inner cities. And
yeah.
It's really, really rough surroundings and upbringings and so forth. But just to see how you could put this spin on it and make some humor out of it and just, you know, make us realize that it's not so heavy. It's not, you know, always such a sob story. Even though we came from that type of environment, there was still so much fun. You know, there was still a lot of good times growing up and so forth. And so I'm just cracking up because I'm listening to you talk about it, and it's just so funny to me. But I thank you for that.
Yeah. And Stacey, you know what? I was going to say this, and I don't know whether the rest of the hosts can just chime in on this. What? And I heard somebody else talk about this. I can't remember who. What was it? Eric Michael Dyson, or was it? I can't remember. Was it Dr. Cornel West? But I was watching a particular show, and they were talking about. They were asking the question about people like Mike Tyson or some of the other controversial figures, and they were saying, would they be who they are had not they gone through? If they hadn't gone through what they went through. And so I look at my own experience growing up in the hood. I was grateful to have both of my parents present in the home. I was grateful to have my sisters. There were some atrocities that I did not have to go through. To this day, I literally call my mom. Most times I call her on Monday. I might have to call her on Tuesday now because I missed today. Amen. But my father and my mother, I'm so grateful for them, and I still get wisdom from them. And as often as I can, I call them and thank them for what they shared with me back in the day. And you should, I thank God, you know, the Bible says honor your mother and your father. When I was younger, I had to obey them. Well, they break out with that belt. And listen, you know what? I think my parents had belt stashes. See, it wasn't just one belt. They had belts hid in the wall. You know, you say something wrong in the hallway, they'll pull a belt out that wall. Watch this and go to work. But they have a belt. You know how some people hide drugs?
They got them hiding in the couch.
My parents was hiding belts.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, they have a belt in the hallway. But listen, they had a belt on their waist. And then you know how the policeman have the backup belt gun down in his, man, my pants. I was like, where'd you get that one from? My God. But I'm grateful today. It wasn't really about the whooping. It was about, as my parents used to say, I need to apply some education to the seat of your understanding. And the whippings were serving as reminders. Don't do this. Don't do that. Do this and do that. And so to this day, like I tell them, I wouldn't have told them that what I'm about to. I wouldn't tell them this then, but I tell them this now. I said I could have used a few more whippings, because if I'd have told them that then they would have made sure I got them. But I'm so grateful for what they share with me. They did their best. I hope one day when they stand before the Lord let them know, hey, you did a great job And hopefully he'll give them, you know, just a extra little rub or pat on the back. I'm very grateful for my parents, Joseph and Ollie Rice. I love them both.
So that's
a great part of my story. I keep going, but I'm excited, and I can't wait to get to the meat of what we're going to talk about. But I'm just laying that groundwork. I ask myself sometimes, you know, without church, without all the old people at church, even the smoking deacon, them deacons back in my day, they could smoke, my God. They be smoking and singing them hymns. They be like, this little light of mine. Then they start coughing. Because they were smoking them cigarettes without filters. See, how do you... They were smoking without them. They just rolled it up themselves. Amen. Out in the parking lot before devotion. But without all of those experiences, I would not be who I am today without my parents, without church, without the local community. Because I'm telling you, they believed in me. The former mayor of our city, Mayor Tucker, he believed in me. His son believed in me. The councilmen and many of the teachers and instructors and even some of the mothers of the city, they believed in me, and they knew my parents had their support, so I couldn't do too much of nothing. I said, I might as well become a success before I become a statistic. So I'm definitely grateful for that. So can we talk about the book yet?
Yeah, can I go in?
Man, go in.
The book is titled Untangled Your Potential.
Yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
So that means your potential can be tangled. Right?
Man, see, how you going to be all up in it? Billy, how you going to be all up? Yes, sir. It definitely, you know what? Now, did you know, and this is what I talk about, some people don't even know what their potential is. They have no idea. And I'm not putting them down. I get it. Sometimes you can be so busy trying to survive in life that you can't think about thriving. My God, I'm going to say that again. Sometimes you're so busy trying to survive in life that you can't think about or you don't think about thriving. You don't think about what the more of you is. So one of the things that I wanted to share through this audiobook is I want to let people know that no matter where they came from, no matter how many strikes they had against them, even if they're in a prison cell right now, if they have a terminal disease, if they're in a bunker in the Middle East or wherever it is that you are geographically or wherever it is you are situationally, you have the power of potential in you. I want to just share one definition. Can I just share one definition of one of my definitions of the word potential?
Yes, sir.
I like to say your potential, watch this, listen to this real strong, your potential is your genius in the raw. I'm going to say that again. Your potential is your genius in the raw. One of the things I realized with my own life, and I like to share with as many people as I can, is listen, inside of you, in your mind, in your thought bank, my God, that was good right there, there is raw genius. It's undeveloped, it's uncultivated, it's waiting for you to get in there and stir it up, turn it over, till it. Listen, whether you have a college degree, whether you're white, whether you're black, whether you're Hispanic, Indian, whatever it is, it makes no difference. There is untapped potential. There is raw genius just lying there. And all it takes for you is to get your mind actively involved, and you can begin to pull it up. Some people have potential, and they were using it, but watch this, something happened. Uh-oh, wait a minute, they had a divorce. And, man, they dropped their potential. They dropped it, and they got to walking around before they knew it. Their potential was all tangled up. Somebody had a job. The job was paying good. But then they got fired. They didn't see this coming, not with their degree, not with their looks, not with their mortgage, not with their sports car and their SUV. And so in the midst of what was going on, somebody they was in a relationship, and everything was going good, and that person was there for him, and then all of a sudden that person left for whatever reason, betrayed him, walked away. And now all that potential that they were so excited about, it got tangled up, it got coiled up, and they went back to existing instead of living. And so their potential is all tangled up, all wired up, all bundled up. I wrote this. I prepared this CD to speak to people. I see people. It's almost as if I could see it. I could tell them, even though I don't know them, that their potential is tangled up, and they're frustrated, and they're angry, and they're despondent, and they feel depressed. But I want to let people know, you know what? You have an option. You have hope. It's not over for you. Why? Because you have potential inside of you. It's tangled up right now. But what I want to do is help people understand how to untangle it, how to get it unbundled. I bet you somebody might be wondering right now, well, then tell me a little something. Now, I'm not going to tell you everything, because then I want you to still go ahead and get the audio book. But one of the things I want to let you know is your potential is so powerful. Your potential, your genius in the raw is more powerful than your doubt and your fear wants you to know. Did I just say something, y'all? Did I just say something?
You said something, brother.
Where's everybody else? I don't hear everybody else.
You said something.
I grew up in church. I need somebody to talk. Hey, let the church say yes. There may be a professional listening to me right now. There may be a single mom. There may be a pastor. There may be a CEO. There may be a college student. There may be a high school student, somebody listening to me. And you're about ready to give up. You're ready to quit. And I'm going to give you pretty much have every reason to give up, every reason to quit, every reason to be discouraged, every reason to let your potential be tangled. But guess what? You messed up. You listen to Mind Shift. My God. Mm-hmm. Touch somebody and say Mind Shift Radio.
Mind Shift Talk Radio.
What? And so watch this. It would be wrong of me to come on here and not be consistent with the spirit of that title. We come right now, and I'm so grateful I get to join in with this wonderful team to say, you know what, I want to help you shift your mind. I want your mind to shift. It got to shift. You can't quit. You can't stop. You can't go back. I know you may have to cry. You may have to crawl. You may have to stammer forward. But let me tell you something. There's purpose to your life. You're not just alive just to be another number that adds up the census total. There's a reason you're alive. I don't care what it was. I come to mess up all of whatever it was that death and dark thoughts was making you think. And to let you know, today, right now, as you're listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio, that it's time for you to get up to untangle your potential. You are not without what you need to succeed. I'm going to say that again. You are not without what you need to succeed. You may not have some things, but you are not without what you need to succeed. Now, this isn't in my book, but I want to say this to you right now just because you're listening. I want to let you know that whatever assets that you need to succeed can be seized by you taking the first step. All of the assets you need for what you've been purposed to do. You don't have to achieve everything today or in 2 months, but today is the day to use your potential. You untangle your potential and take that first step. The first step. Do you know the power of a first step? The first step. Listen, a 1,000-mile journey begins with one step. Nobody that has ever walked a long distance or driven a long distance, anybody that's great in any field, it started with one step. It started with a decision. And you listen, nobody can take that away from you, that first step. Once you make it up in your mind to take that first step, I want to warn you, though, and I think it would only be fair. What I said was good. Your potential is powerful. It is powerful. I'm a living, breathing example of that. Stacy and Billy and Aya, they are all living examples. And I bet you if they had time, they would tell you they made some decisions that they weren't as proud of. They have gotten with some people that said, well, it didn't work out right. There have been some disappointments and some setbacks. But apparently it wasn't enough to stop them. Something them said, I'm going to take this and put it in there with everything else, and I'm going to make it be what I dreamed of it being. And so here's one of the things I want to warn you of. Your potential, as powerful as it is, as wonderful as it is, as invigorating as it is, your potential has enemies. And this is one of the things I talk about in the audiobook. You have an enemy. And I'm not going to say it's the devil, because sometimes, poor devil, he don't even be there. It wasn't even him. And we just said, that old devil, Lord. Well, no, I'm going to act like it's not the devil this time. I'm gonna just act like sometime it's us. And I want to let you know, as powerful as your potential is, as able as you are to untangle your potential, one of the enemies of your potential, and here it is, catch this, is unbelief. Unbelief. If you do not believe in you, if you do not believe in your potential, I'm not going to talk about who's up the street and over there in the other cubicle. Sometimes you don't need an outside enemy to do you in. Sometimes it's the way you believe, it's the quality or the lack in the quality of your belief. And so you got to make sure that you don't tear yourself down by not believing in you. You may need to get in front of the mirror, and I do this pretty much every day, if not at least every week. I stand in front of the mirror in my bathroom, and I get to talking to me. I'm the guest speaker, and I'm also the VIP audience. And I look in that mirror, literally. If the mirror could talk, it'd be that the mirror would tell somebody, could you please get him out in front of me? He's always in front of me, talking to me. I don't know what he wants. But I talk to that mirror, and I say things. I say things to myself that I find myself eventually saying to other people. I believe in me. No, I'm not arrogant. No, I'm not conceited, but I'm confident. I believe that who I was created to be has the right and the authority to succeed. And so I believe in me. If you do not believe in you, then it's going to be more difficult for you to succeed. Not believing is an enemy of your potential. Here's one other one. And there are several others, but I'm just going to share this last one. Laziness. Laziness. Somebody say laziness.
Laziness.
Okay, I thought somebody was going to be too lazy to say lazy. But laziness is an enemy of your potential. It will keep you from untangling your potential. And you know what laziness is birthed out of? Fear. Fear. When you're too afraid to do what you're supposed to do, you're going to sit around and pretty much do nothing. You're just going in circles. You're in a holding pattern, so we don't want you to be that way. But here's the beautiful part. This is what I get excited about. I get excited about understanding that I do have potential, this power of my potential. I understand that I have enemies of my potential, but then I'm excited about this. There are allies of my potential. I was watching the news this past weekend with the events that were taking place in Libya, and the United Nations Security Council agreed and drew a resolution saying that, hey, we're going to create a no-fly zone. But one of the things I was happy about this time is, for the most part, in this case, America was not alone in establishing that no-fly zone. They were able to have other nations involved. It was an internationally collective effort. And you know what? I think that's what we have to have in our lives. We need a collective effort. And so our potential, in as much as it has enemies, it also has allies. It has help. It has co-dependents, if you will, that are interdependent upon one another. And I want to let you know that if you're going to untangle your potential, one of the things that's going to be helpful, one of the allies, is positivity. Somebody say positivity.
Positivity.
It's like when I have positivity, positivity is like cologne or perfume. When you got it on, everybody know you smell good. And listen, let me tell you something. I'll tell you, when you're positive and you have a positive attitude, I love to watch this as an example. When I go into a restaurant, I go in there, watch this. I'll go in there. My goal is to make my server feel like I work for him or her. I go in there, I find out their name, when they come and serve me, I ask them, is there anything I could do to make you serving me more enjoyable? Lift your hand and say, that must be something. That's something right there. I go in there and I tip them. I tend to tip them as soon as I walk in. And I make sure it's a nice, hefty tip. It's a no mistaken tip. I want them to recognize there is something definitely different about this particular customer. I want them to know that my name is Mr. Rice. So when I come back, and when I go back, when I walk in now, they know me by name. Mr. Rice, right this way. We have your table. And that's just what I wanted. But it's my attitude. It's my attitude. It's a positive attitude. You know, there's some people who have expensive cars, high education. Many of them are very spiritual. Many of them are very spiritual. And Holy Ghost filled. They know the Lord. But you know what? Oh, my God, I hate to say this, but the truth is a lie. I got to let it shine. A lot of people who are spiritually deep are evil. Evil and mean. And they give people who are also Christians, in some cases, they give them a bad name. Why? Not because they don't love the Lord, not because they don't drink, not because they don't smoke, not because they don't go to church every Sunday and go to all three or four or five services, not because they don't wear all white and have a gold cross, but because they are mean and negative. And one of the expressions of the fruit in the Spirit, according to Galatians, is gentleness, meekness, and what? K-I-N-D-E-S-S. Hopefully I spelled that right. K-I-N-D-N-E-S-S. Kindness. Kindness. You don't have to have a Mercedes-Benz 500 SL. You don't have to have a Range Rover with 24-inch rims. You can just be kind, and that all connects with a positive attitude. I could go on and on. Are y'all still there? Where's my church? I want to let whoever's listening to me know right now. I don't know whether we're going to have any questions or answer series or session, but I just want to say that if you're listening to me right now, and I know you are, I want to let you know there's some dreams. There are some ideas. There are some, you know, people losing jobs. But you know what? Now, I don't have a master's degree. I don't have a doctorate. But if I did and I was working at a company and somebody laid me off, I promise you, I would. That's just like getting hit in the stomach. Mm-hmm. Because I was thinking about this earlier. What do you do when you do your best, but then the results of what you were expecting, what you were looking for, it doesn't come to you? Mm-hmm. And I know some people say, well, just pray and keep trusting God. That's a tall order, I have to tell you. I guess it must be possible. I know we're supposed to be there. But that's a tall order. When you do everything you're supposed to do, you prepare yourself educationally. You spend the money. You take out the loans. You're still trying to figure out how you're going to pay them back. And then when you're ready to be in place for what you trained for, it's not there. But I want to say this to you, too. I almost want to ask a question. Y'all can chime in. Could it be? My God. And I know this is a risk that I'm taking right here. Could it be that part of the reason why our economy is the way it is, and the cash flow, and the recession, and all of these intervening variables, could it be that it's what God did to help us understand that our job was not our source? Could it be? I just want to present the question. Could it be that it's time for us to look inside our minds and look inside our spirits and our souls and get to what God has placed in us, what he placed in us even before we were born? You know, the Bible says one of my favorite scriptures in the whole wide Bible, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. He said to Jeremiah, before Jeremiah had to speak prophetically to the children of Israel about 70-plus years of bondage to which there was no escape, he said, before I formed you in your mother's belly, he said, I knew you. And I called you and I ordained you to be a prophet or a professor or a mouthpiece, if you will, to the nations. That's pretty much why I created you. That's what your whole birthing was about. I know you're going to be with your mother and you'll grow up as a child, but my major assignment for you is to speak and cry out and be a mouthpiece for me to the children of Israel who went back and forth between obeying God. I wonder, does that sound familiar? And so I'm wondering if, in fact, what we're going through right now isn't a sovereign ploy by our loving Heavenly Father to get us to go back and to reconsider why He placed us on the planet. I think it's great to be a doctor. I think it's great to be a policeman. I think it's great to be a business owner. I think it's great to be a number of different things. But one of the things I want through this CD, through this audiobook, Untangle Your Potential, is to get people to understand there is a specific purpose or specific set of purposes that you've been placed on the planet for, and you have been given skills, talents, abilities. I don't want to stand before the Lord and He said, so why didn't you use these gifts, talents, and abilities? I know we gave to the poor, we visited the sick, we went and ministered to those in prison. That's nice. He said, but I have all these gifts and abilities. You struggle with a career that you hated because for whatever reason you didn't tap into your potential. You didn't untangle it. And I believe God wants to help His children discover their potential and then untangle their potential. Why? So that He can help them fulfill His purpose for their lives. And once we fulfill, we untangle our potential and begin to fulfill God's purpose for our lives, then we are able to help countless tens, hundreds, thousands, and perhaps millions of people fulfill their purpose, to untangle their potential. Now, I'm going to make a shameless promotional blitz. If you want more information on what I've been talking about tonight, you can go to cdbaby.com. You can go right now. You can download it for only $9.99. You can get all what I was saying tonight and more. It's a 40-minute audio CD. You can get it at cdbaby.com, or you can order the CD, have it in your house, have it in your car, have it in your office, share it with your book club, share it with your youth group, share it with your pastoral staff, share it with your business partners. I believe it can be a great tool to help you fulfill the purpose for your life, and whoever listens to it, I believe it can be a great tool. I'm so excited about it. Even if it wasn't me that was on there, if it was you, Stacy, if it was you, if it was you, Billy, I'd help y'all promote it, because I know that these ideas do not come from me, but they come from the author and the finisher of my faith. I want to encourage people to untangle their potential. I wish somebody would get excited up in here. I can't make you get excited, but I sure wish you could.
I'm excited off that word, brother.
When you went on a clap machine.
I'm excited.
Hey, you kept mentioning tangle, and I had to say the definition before the show was over. One of the definitions of the word tangle is to unite or knit together in confusion.
Ooh.
And God.
Say that again. Say that again. Man, I'm mad that I didn't find that. Say that again.
Tangle means to unite or knit together in confusion.
Stop right there. Stop right there. My God. If I was close to you, I'd hit you in your back. To unite in confusion. So then what I'm doing through this CD is trying to help people disunite from their confusion.
Because
confusion always leads to frustration. And frustration leads to destruction.
Mm.
Man, that was good, Billy. Well, you waited till now to share that with me. You know you should have called me before now. do y'all think some people have been helped? What are y'all thoughts? Let's just talk a little bit more. You know, certainly this is my audiobook. I'm excited about it. I appreciate you all giving me the floor, the wall, the ceiling, everything. Y'all just sat back. Either that, or y'all were just too kind to stop me from running on and on and on. But I think, you know what, as successful as I've been fortunate enough to be in doing comedy, somebody said, Broderick, why are you writing these books? Why are you preparing these tools? I'm grateful for what I get to do, but I've seen so many people, like after I do a show, people will come up to me and say, Broderick, you know, I think I'm supposed to be a comedian, or I think I'm supposed to be a singer, you know, or I think I, you know, and in my mind, sometimes you ever ask the Lord, Lord, why did you let them say that to me? And then I started realizing perhaps there's something more that I could say so that I can have fewer and fewer people coming up to me and saying, oh, well, I felt I was supposed to do this. But because my thing is, well, why aren't you doing it? If you have this gift or talent or ability or desire and you say that the Lord has spoken to you, why haven't you moved on it? I think their potential was just tangled up. I think some of these people have been united and knit it together with confusion. Good God Almighty. Mm. I'm going to take that and run with that. Man, you done blessed me up. You didn't mess me up. You blessed me up. My God. People united, knitted, and united together with confusion. My God. We got to end that, man. We can't have people walking around tied up, knitted, woven together in confusion. I said, listen, I felt like I was running for a touchdown. I was at the 5-yard line, and you just yanked me by my collar and pulled me down. That was so good. My God, that was good. I'm trying to be professional with y'all, but I'm just going hood. Oh, my God.
Keep it real.
That is so good. And that's what I want to do. Listen, I don't have to get all the credit, but it does my heart good on my Facebook page and on Twitter and wherever I travel and even on YouTube. And I'm amazed at some of the people that I have the privilege of meeting. And then they'll come back to me and say, hey, remember what you told me? Hey, I started my business, or I did this, or I tried that. Well, I'm back in school now. And I'm not trying to tell people what to be. All I'm saying is whatever it is that you're supposed to be, whatever it is that you're purposed to do, go after it. Don't just sit where you are in fear or laziness or with a bad attitude. Get up, get confident, get going for it. Somebody said, well, I'm not sure if, in fact, or what have you. I said, well, you know, some people, you know, oh, my God, don't get me started talking about, you know, faith is not always clear all the way through. It's not. It's not clear all the way through. But if you can get up and get to walking, if you could take that first step to untying and unknitting and unweaving and disuniting yourself from confusion, as Billy so prolifically and so profoundly articulated. My God, if I was where you are right now, I'd take you to Denny's tonight and we could have coffee on me. I pay for your cup of coffee. Listen, and you can have milk and sugar. Listen, I wouldn't even make you drink it black.
Balling.
Man, this is so powerful. This is so powerful. So if you're listening, you are listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with your host, Stacy Emery, her co-host Billy, and Aya. And I am their guest tonight that they have been so gracious to. I am so excited. I'm so grateful. I think I'm going to try to be quiet now, but you need to go to cdbaby.com, download the audio, but do it tonight before you go to bed. If you just got in from work, you need to download it before you lay you down to sleep. I pray my CD, your soul to keep. But I want you to get it. Go to CD. And listen, and you say, well, I don't need one. I'm doing good. Get one for a friend of yours. If one of your friends don't need it, get two for your enemies. Get two for, because if you get this for your enemy, they'll back up off of you. Untangle your potential. I'm excited. Thank you all so much for allowing me to come and share. I know I went crazy, y'all, but ooh, man, and then Billy came out with that definition. Good God, how am I supposed to sleep tonight? How am I supposed to sleep tonight? Where? Thank you all so much. I love Mind Shift Talk Radio. I got to come back at some point. I got to come back.
Oh yeah.
Definitely.
Stacey, I hope I didn't embarrass you. I just, oh God, y'all just. This was too good. I didn't expect this. I did not expect this.
You did not embarrass us. We embarrass ourselves every week. We can do that on our own. So, no, we don't need help in that area.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
We thank you. You know, I said this has been a great show. I mean, the humor, but but also just the insight. You were just dropping nugget after nugget, and I am just so thankful that Billy even blessed you at the end. You know, that's why he earned that title of the motivational minister. He has definitely earned it. So thank you again for being here.
You're
and
welcome,
again, we encourage our listeners to go to cdbaby.com. Broderick, I listened to it, and I have a few pages of notes here. I wrote down everything. And
wow.
Yes.
Wow.
And really just one part that I wanted to just cover really quick, even for our listeners, you know, for those that may not have listened to the show last week, you were saying, you know, you're not sure if you're saying too much or so forth or where this fits in,
mm-hmm.
but it fits right in with the purpose of the show. And even just to see how it rolled in from last week's show. Last week we had two great speakers with us last week about overcoming the victim mentality, and Chris Gloss just dropped the mic, you know, just talking about going from ordinary to extraordinary thinking.
Yeah.
And it really stood out to me because you talked about fear, about people, you know, sometimes we're held back by that fear, not only that fear of failure, but also that fear of success. And there was one part in your audio book where you blessed me. It was a quote that you shared by Dr. Bronner. And it was when you talked about how he says that fear, there's nothing wrong with the emotion.
The emotion,
but the problem is in the pattern of fear.
Yeah.
You know, developing that unhealthy pattern. I thought that was just so deep, and it was profound, and I was just like, wow, you know, how many times do we hold ourselves back, like you said, from unleashing and untangling that potential because we're afraid, not only of our past, but what is to come as well. So, again, I just thank you. I encourage our listeners to get this audio book. Truly, it blessed me. I know it will bless every single person that listens to it. We wish you the best. Much success in everything you do. We pray that everything your hand touches prospers. We are just so thankful to have you here tonight. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, Broderick Rice on Mindshift Talk Radio.
Thank
Woo-hoo!
You.
Woo-woo-woo-woo-woo.
Thank you.
All righty.
Thank
You're
you,
welcome. You're welcome. And we will have you back, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you all so much, everybody. Go get it. Untangle your potential.
Yes.
Sir.
Yes. So that is it. Billy, Io, any closing remarks before we shut it down for the night?
Yeah, I got a quote I want to read by Dr. Miles Monroe. He said, our lives are like seed. We are born with the potential for the fulfillment of our destinies that have already been established within us. When God gives a vision to someone, he's simply calling forth what he put into that person. And that's it.
Powerful.
Right. On that note, see y'all next week, same time, same place.
All right, that's it. Mindshift Talk Radio. You guys have a blessed, productive, prosperous, and amazing week. We will see you guys same time, same place, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And make sure you share the replay with your friends and family. MindshiftTalkRadio.com. Also, if you are not a fan yet, make sure you become a fan. Join us on Facebook at Facebook.com/MindshiftTalkRadio. But this is Stacey Emery with my bomb and amazing team, Mr. Billy Miller, the motivational minister, and Dr. Ayo Kedar, the natural Zen teacher. We will speak to you guys soon. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mindshift Radio.